oral history interview with Larry Beggs, conducted by Shane Kirby on April 11th, 1993 in Oxford, Alabama. The subject of the interview is World War II. Alright, where were you on December 7th, 1941?
I was at home with the rest of my sisters and brothers and parents. I was a high school student at the time. We were all at home. It was Sunday. And we had the radio on, and suddenly we heard this come over the radio that Pearl Harbor had been bombed. And we quick turned the radio up, and they kept announcing it over and over. We were all pretty silent for just a little bit, and everybody got real upset, because we had never been in war during my lifetime that I could remember, so didn't really know what it meant, except that it was very serious. It was a horrifying feeling just trying to picture what it was like. And we kept listening to the news, and we got to thinking then how I had two brothers that were the right age to go to war. And my mother was immensely upset. She started crying. And we were thinking of all the other young men. I had one brother who had been drafted into the Army, was stationed at Fort McClellan, and he had been in the Army 8 months and was supposed to come home on leave for Christmas. And instead of coming home on leave, he was sent overseas to the Pacific. He did not return for 5 years. So knowing he was already in service, we of course were quite upset, knowing he'd be probably one of the first to go. We had a lot of relatives who had sons who also had to go. Everyone we knew, it seemed, had somebody, neighbors, relatives, friends, all had somebody that had to go into the service because of the war.
All right, what were the first major change in everyday life you noticed once the war started?
Well, it wasn't long before they had to start rationing. It was rationing sugar, rationing gasoline, rationing meat, rationing coffee. Just seemed like most of the things that you just needed about every day. You had to get food stamps. You had to get gasoline stamps, which were not very many gallons. And you had to be sure to use it wisely. You couldn't get chocolate. It was a real luxury. My brother waited in line once for 1 hour to bring me a large chocolate bar, the ones that are about an inch thick.
Like a Hershey's bar.
and about 8 inches long. And I thought he had brought me home about $1,000 when he handed me that. We also couldn't get stockings. Once in a while, if you saw a line, you got in it because it was something. It was either stockings or something else in that line that you could not get otherwise anywhere every day. It was something special and you had to stand in line to get it. Most of the time they ran out before you got it. I had sisters and we would trade stockings around. If we had one pair, whoever had the date got to wear the stockings. I think in a way the war really brought us a lot closer.
What were your parents' feelings about the war and how did it affect them?
Well, they were extremely upset. They knew that I had at least two brothers that could have gone and one already in service. And of course they worried about him going overseas and having to fight in the war. From then on, my mother really lived at the mailbox. She would wait for the mailman every day. And we would write lots of letters. My father was very upset. He's a very quiet person. He never said very much, but you could tell he worried. They really worried a lot. All the time. We wrote lots of letters to my brother, and sometimes it would be weeks and months before we would hear from him. And then we might get a whole lot of letters all at one time. When we didn't get a letter for a while, my brother was real good to write. When we didn't get a letter for a while, we all got very, very worried. It kind of just kept your nerves on edge, just waiting, never knowing what was really going to happen. And every time we'd hear about another battle in the Pacific, we always wondered if he was in it. And he was in a lot of them. After we'd get his letter, a lot of times his letters were all cut to ribbons. Of course, they took out all the stuff he tried to tell us. So sometimes you didn't really have a letter, you just had a piece of paper just dangling with all cut out places in it. And that was kind of bad. But later on he got to tell us a lot of it that we didn't know really what he was writing. He would always try to write that things were not so bad and to try not to worry my mother. She really worried awfully. And he would always try to make it seem better than it was. Of course, having those letters with all the cutout places made it a little easier. At least she didn't really know exactly what was going on.
Could you tell us some of the things that he told you later on once he got back?
Well, he told us of the Japanese and how they're dirty fighting, really. And how when they would hide up in the trees, they would shoot at the tops of the trees with the flamethrowers. And he didn't do that. He was the radio man. But he saw a lot of it. And it made an awful difference in him after he came home. He just knew he had seen a lot of terrible things. He told us about them going hungry a lot. and how when they were on some of the islands, they stole from the farmers. Well, they caught a wild pig somehow, or they stole chickens and pigs from the farmers and carried them back to where they were stationed at, really where they were out in the fields. And he said they had to have something to eat, so they just had to steal it. It was the only way they could get it. And he said, you get hungry enough, you'll do just about anything. He said some of those farmers could really grow big vegetables, but the army had warned them about eating them because those vegetables were fertilized with human excretion. He said it turned you against it when you had food, but when you were hungry enough, it didn't make any difference.
In what way did the war affect your family?
Well, it really put us under a lot of stress. And my brother in service, of course, his paycheck stopped, and he went into the army at $21 a month, which is not a lot of money. We were a big family, 12 people, and his working paycheck had meant quite a bit to our upkeep. But even on $21 a month, he managed to send home most of it and any extra that he could. Seemed like he could get by on very little between that and playing poker with the boys, with the other men that he was with. He often told us not to send him anything, usually sent toiletries or something like that. But he would tell us not to send anything. He knew we needed the money at home. And he always seemed to manage to take care of himself and still send money home. He was a very good brother. My oldest brother was married, and he was already past the age. He also was married and had children, so we knew he wasn't going to go, but he also helped us out financially because we really needed it, and he was able to, thank goodness. I had a sister who went to work in a defense plant, and she put most of her money into defense bonds, which she kept for the 10 years till maturity. She contributed a little at home, but nothing like my brothers did. During the summer, I went to work at a gum factory, and they made all brands of gum, and we would get letters. I started in the mail room, and we would read these letters, my girlfriend and I, and it would be officers from the Army and the Air Force and different services begging for chewing gum. Well, most of those letters were thrown in the trash, and my girlfriend and I would pick out a few that sounded exceedingly desperate, asking for chewing gum for their man, and we would fill up brown envelopes with rejected chewing gum. It was only rejected because the wrapping was not on exactly right. And we would take that chewing gum rather than let it be thrown away. We'd take it home and we would mail it to these officers. And we did it with our own money because the letters sometimes were just begging for chewing gum. But these men, I guess that helped the tension. That's all I could think of. This factory also made C rations. And once in a while we would sneak down there to get some of the chocolate that came in it, but it wasn't very good. Kind of chalky. Not made like the real chocolate was.